Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Some things, even though they're entertaining and they're fun, are just too long. You know what I mean, Raven?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I was having a conversation about just this type of thing this past weekend.
Yeah, I went to a show, and it was cabaret, and it was fantastic. The actors in it were incredible. It was 3 hours long.
Oh, that's long.
3 hours. When they had the intermission, I was so confused because I thought it was time to go. And the fact that there was a whole second half coming, I was like, you've got to be kidding me at this point.
And the thing about the shows, too, I mean, I don't know where you saw it, but a lot of times they make really, really, really stiff martinis at these things. You go in, you're watching the show, you're hoity-toity, you're great. You're ready for bed when the intermission comes.
And there was no cocktails here.
Oh!
There was no bar.
Oh, my gosh!
I don't know. I just think that there should be certain time limits. Like, I think Broadway shows, you got 2 hours. Maybe I'll give you 2 hours and 10 minutes if it's really, really good.
It's 2:20 if you give me some sort of intermission, but I'll go with that. Right. 3 hours seems long, that's for sure.
How about baseball games? Sometimes they stretch out forever.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain teams that they just have a knack for it. Like, for the longest time, if there's a big rivalry, the game's going to take forever, right? Because they're analyzing every pitch. Red Sox, Yankees. I mean, some of those games, 4 hours, 4.5 hours long. That's a regular like game on a Tuesday.
You go there for lunch and dinner. It's not like you just go for one meal when they're that long.
No, it's definitely long. Certain things, they definitely could be shorter.
When you go to a dinner, right? From, you know, I'm a restaurant kid. I grew up in restaurants. I always said, and I thought this was the perfect rule of thumb, and I've lived by it for many years. If you go out with just one person, two people at a table, 1.5 hours at the table. If it's a table of 4 to 6, 2 hours. That's it. You shouldn't have dinners that are longer than that. Otherwise, you're just wasting the restaurant's time and your own.
Now you're ripping off the movies. I mean, do something else with your time, right? Find an activity. I could do that. Speaking of movies, how long should movies be?
Well, if it's a Marvel movie, you know you're just committed your entire evening to that. Forget about eating dinner. You have to go at like 6 o'clock because they're like 4.5 hours long.
I mean, I know they're a big deal, but these are comics we're talking about here. 3 hours or less should be easy. 2.5, you know, even that seems like a lot when you've got kids in tow.
When I see a movie and the runtime is more than 2 hours and 30 minutes, I automatically discredit it. And I found that the sweet spot for me for a movie is like under 1.5 hours. If it's under 1.5 hours, I'm in.
You know what I'd like to shorten?
What?
Parades.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
See? Look, I supported you on all these things, and you're just going to leave me out here right now. You know what? It's not even the parade that's the problem. It's the waiting for them to get there. I can hear the band. Yeah. Let's go. Move it along, people.
Sometimes they allow too many marching bands in. That's what the problem is. There's like 7 marching bands, and you're like, you see one marching band, you kind of seen them all. Oh, now I'm going to get hate emails from marching band parents. But you know what I mean. One last one. Meetings. The perfect corporate meeting. How long should it be?
Gosh, 32 minutes if there's bagels.
Nope. Disagreed. I don't like meetings that are 30 minutes. They're not productive. They get nothing wrong. All meetings should last 1 hour.
You better feed me.
90% of the time when there's a new life hack, I don't understand it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like life hacks are supposed to be put in place to make your life easier, but sometimes they just make things complicated.
Well, I mean, the thing is it's kind of like a puzzle, right? So they're figuring it out. So there's a formula to it. I'm sure that once you're familiar with it, you do it a couple times, then it actually becomes easy. But until then, it's a foreign idea, or else we would have been taught to do it that way from moment one.
TikTok is famous for this. They have a hack literally for everything. I was watching a hack for butter where they used a strainer, like a pasta strainer, like a handheld one, and they were like cold butter. You just scrape it along it, and then it makes the butter spreadable. I was like, is it really that difficult to spread your butter that we need to get a strainer out and start doing that?
You know what I do when I need the butter to be spread? I just take it out of the fridge and I give it 2 minutes.
Right. That's it.
Then I just grab a knife.
Yeah.
Like normal. I proceed as normal at that point.
There's this guy.
Best way to reheat leftover pizza, add a bit of water to the cast iron pan, put a lid on it, and just let it cook. You get a crispy bottom, and the cheese is melted nice and soft.
Wait a minute. What?
That's true.
Wait a minute. What? It's already too much trouble for me to, you know, actually turn on the oven. to do it. Oh my gosh.
But then like there's this other guy who has his whole TikTok is psychological life hacks. Mm. And he said, if you want to find out if your spouse or your significant other will ever cheat on you, instead of just asking them, hey, will you cheat on me one day? Which I guess is common sense. They're going to say yes or no. You can say like a third party scenario. My buddy, Tad, from work, his wife has been driving him crazy, and she keeps checking his phone constantly, so he finally did cheat on her. And then watch the reaction. If she's, if they're
nonsense.
Like, well, you know what? It's a good thing he did it. It's about time he cheated on her. Then you know that they'll cheat on her. It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, foolproof, I'm sure. 100%, you know, charity on this one, right.
But then there's more practical things like this guy.
Always turn a screw the correct way by remembering righty-tighty. Lefty Lucy.
You know what? I got to tell you, I love Amazing Race, and I watched it this past week, and they have this thing where they had to assemble motorcycles at the Ducati factory. So many people didn't know that. And that blew my mind.
That's like the only one I know.
I mean, I thought that like your dad was told to give you that, like when you were born back in the day.
Yeah.
He was like, make sure your child knows this.
Yep. But what are the hacks that you actually use that you do? John, you have one?
Yeah, I mean, spelling stuff. Anytime I need to spell something, if you can make a song out of it, you know, like old Cheers, aggressive. I will know how to spell aggressive for the rest of my life. Anna, you were a cheerleader.
Yes,
how do
I
you
can
spell
do
aggressive?
B, aggressive. B-E, aggressive. B-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E, aggressive. B-E, aggressive.
I mean, you put the B in there, so that would be wrong. But yeah, exactly. Cool. I mean, you know.
Well, that's the way they did it at her school.
Right, but you take the B-E out, and then you've got that. Also, like, there's words I don't even need help spelling that, like, okay, you know the Len song, Steal My Sunshine? They got the word later in there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I was flying on the bench, sliding apart across the bench. Say it with me. L-A-T-E-R, that week.
But who doesn't know how to spell later?
I was going
to
say, I mean, it's a short word.
I'm just saying that every time I do spell it, yeah. I sing that song in my head, whether or not I need the help.
I mean, at my school, everybody knew how to say ugly. Because you ugly. That was our big cheerleading.
U-G-L-Y, you ugly.
That was our big one.
That's right.
Later is only five letters. It is true.
Sean, do you have a hack that actually works for you?
Yeah, I'm terrible at remembering names. So what I do is I point something out on people, and I just kind of try to remember their name that way. Over the weekend, me and my girlfriend went to a work party of hers, and I met a guy named Kevin who had crazy eyes. So I called him. In my head, crazy-eyed Kevin.
Oh, that's nice.
Now I'll remember his name just because I know he's Kevin with the crazy eyes.
You just got to make sure that doesn't sneak out.
That's a real thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing. I've heard that before.
Yeah. You got a hack, too? Yeah. What is it? You can let us know on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's that thing that's driving you crazy right now? 1-800-330-9999. Just get it all off your chest. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Marissa.
If you take your shoes off on a plane, that is all I need to know about you.
Am I in first class? Do I have socks on?
What? You have to really have this conversation with yourself?
I mean, I might slide the sandals off. I often travel in sandals. Okay. I mean, just because it's easier.
With no socks?
Well, you got to go through security. No, with socks.
Wait, you wear sandals with socks?
Sometimes. Yeah, because, I mean, you got to go through security. You know, you got to kick the feet off every time. And then, you know,
everybody else seems to figure it out. But you can't figure it out. You have to wear sandals with socks.
You know what? I'm faster than those other people.
All right. Okay. I don't know. I keep my shoes on. I'm with you.
When you're packed in like sardines, that's one thing. You got a lot of leg room. There's not a lot of judgment going on up front.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I don't fly first class. But even in first class, I feel like if I looked over and I knew I paid extra and that weirdo next to me has got his feet out, I don't know.
I'll tell you what I hate on the plane is somebody that's across the section in a different area of the plane puts their bag over your seat. That's the worst.
Oh, you mean like in the overhead?
Oh, gosh, yes. Why are you putting your bag in the second row when you're 10 rows back?
Maybe they don't have room under their head.
Oh, they got room back there. They're getting on the plane. They just want to make it easy for themselves when they get off the plane. But you know what happens? Halfway through, they need something. Oh, I'm on this flight. Oh, I need some. Oh, do you mind? Yes, actually, I do mind.
John, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're one of those people that when you meet someone for the first time, you hug them, that's all I need to know about you.
I think I've become one of those people, and I don't know when it happened, because I used to be an anti-hugger.
Hmm.
And even before the pandemic, I never liked to hug people. I always felt uncomfortable doing that.
Yeah, I remember.
As I've gotten older, I hug everybody. I meet somebody, I hug them. I don't even know why.
Yeah, maybe you're tired. right? It's like heavyweight boxers, right? You know, get punched in the face a couple times, you get socked in the mouth a few times. All of a sudden, you're leaning on that person. They call that a hug, right? A grip. That way, you get a little rest.
I just close my eyes while my on their shoulder.
That's
take
it.
A nap for like 35 seconds.
It's like a dance you don't care about.
So awkward.
Hey, Joey, that's all I need to know about you. What's up?
If your little brother is willing to pay $1,000 for passcode to your iPhone, that's all I need to know about you.
Wow, there must be something in that iPhone, huh? I don't really have a hard code to figure out on my phone, but every time I hand my phone to somebody, I immediately say, don't look at the pictures.
It's really awkward when you do that.
No, it's straightforward, no. And it's the honor system because you don't want to see what's in there.
It makes me feel dirty when you say that.
It should.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Christina, that's all I need to know about you.
If I've worked for you for 6 years and you still don't know my name, that is all I need to know about you. My boss is just the worst. She still doesn't know my name.
I mean, is it a big company?
No, it's like, you know, 50 people, but come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's not cool. It's like she's trying not to learn your name. It's like she's being deliberate with it.
I mean, have you said to her, why don't you know my... I mean, you can't. How are you going to say that? It's your boss, right?
Right.
Does she just call you the wrong name or should she do the thing that I do when I don't know somebody's name? I'm like, hey!
Hey! Great to see you!
So how's everything going?
What's up, girl?
Do you have that Excel spreadsheet ready? Is it actually a compliment if you get booed? Boo! I love to boo people. Boo! 3 times this past week, there's been incidences of celebrities being booed. Mila Kunis, she was on Jimmy Kimmel, and she got booed a few times.
You seem like you could be a New Yorker, but you're not a New Yorker, right?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I... What?
Someone booed you. Did you have pizza for the first time here in New York?
Are you ready? No. And boy, this audience is something.
I mean, that's kind of par for the course, though, right? If you're in New York and you're not representing New York and they're talking about New York, you're going to get booed. That's going
to
happen.
Well, that's exactly what happened to Emma Stone, too. Her and her husband were at a Mets-Padres game. They showed her on the big screen. Again, this is in New York. And she's wearing a Padres jacket.
Come on. I mean, you know what's going to happen there. All right.
That was the crowd.
I saw the video, though. And I have to say, she looks stunning in the Padres colors. I don't know if I could have booed. I would have been like, oh, you're not with the Mets. But then I would have been like, she looks fantastic.
You know, we always think of being booed, it's negative, right?
Sure.
What if it's positive? Because somebody said, if you're so famous that people that have never met you and don't know you still feel the urge to vocally scream at the top of their lungs and boo you.
Yeah.
That's probably a compliment. And I was like, well, that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah, I used to have a boss that would say that if you're not pissing somebody off, you're not doing your job right. If you're not upsetting anybody in any way, shape, or form, you're just not making an impact whatsoever.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that.
That's what the man said. I live my life by that. If you ain't first, you're last.
Have you ever been booed before in public?
I mean, probably.
You remember when you're booed.
No, I mean, probably at a concert or whatever. I mean, listen, you know, I used to do a ton of stage announcements and stuff like that. And, you know, if there's 10, 15,000 people, you can't hear everybody that's just booing. But we were, you know, the places I was working for, we were very polarizing. So some people would love you a good portion. Usually we were successful. So the bigger portion. But I mean, there was probably a group that hated you, too.
Twice I've been booed in my life, and they're nothing like, maybe they were booing, I don't know.
What
happened? Were very specifically booing at me, only me. Once I was doing stand-up comedy, and I was doing a show in New York City, and I was opening for a comedian who was very famous at the time, and it was a big deal for me, you know? And my set that had just killed the night before bombed. It was so bad. And I told a joke that I had told a million times that I cannot tell on the air. And they physically booed me. They booed me so loud. And I got off and I had like tears in my eyes.
Does it feel any better while I play this right now underneath you? No, it still hurts?
Yeah, okay, it still hurts.
All right.
And the comedian said to me, you know, you're not any better than any other blonde comedians out there.
You know what?
That's what he said to me.
Let's find that guy because he shouldn't have said that to anybody.
It wasn't nice. And then also my sister-in-law booed me when I was giving the matron of honor speech at my sister's wedding.
Your sister-in-law?
Yes. I made a joke. And you want to know what?
Was it the same joke?
It was not the same joke.
It was that thing. I mean, because you should just get rid of that joke if it's banning in all rooms.
I made a joke about my brother.
Yeah.
Which I guess was not in good taste, but it was funny. You know, it was a funny joke.
Between you and him or for everybody?
For everybody. It was for everybody in the room. I had made a joke about I finally had the brother I always wanted because my sister had gotten married. But, you know, I had my real brother.
Wow.
It's funny. No, she stood up and booed me. She stood up and booed
me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then I had to apologize the next day. I had to apologize for the joke.
What?
My mom made me.
To who did you apologize to?
To my brother and my sister-in-law.
Oh, my gosh.
She said it was mean. I mean, you can't be funny anymore. That's a real thing. Yeah. Monster Mash, 1962. That's when that came out. Thriller, 1982. Ghostbusters, 1984.
Mm.
The newest Halloween song that has really been a hit is This Is Halloween. And that song came out in 1993. You know that one. This is Halloween. And that's almost 30 years ago. Yeah, there hasn't been a real Halloween hit in a very long time, which is exactly why we gave producer John and his guitar the opportunity to make the greatest Halloween song of all time.
And then you rejected it.
I did.
And then you rejected it, Anna.
Strongly.
Brutally.
Yeah. In a meeting, too, in front of others. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was decent, and I thought it had room for expansion.
Okay.
Thank you.
So here's what happened. John came to the song. Now, Raven and I worked hard. We said, there's things that are terrifying. Not having Wi-Fi, watching Dahmer on Netflix, mm-hmm. interest rates rising, sitting in traffic, wildfires, hurricanes.
Yeah.
All those things are terrifying. This was the song that John proposed to us yesterday.
Halloween, it's a spooky Halloween. So many things to scare you this Halloween. I turned on my TV, time to unwind. A little Netflix and a glass of wine. I heard the new Dahmer series was a real great show until he ate some guy in the first episode.
Nice.
Halloween. Spooky Halloween.
I think it's pretty good.
So
could use some sound effects.
Scare you this Halloween.
I didn't say it wasn't good. I just said it could have been a lot better. It was missing a lot of content.
No. She distinctly said it was not good. Oh. And you wanted it to be faster. You wanted it to be like Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
This was a quantity over quality kind of situation. So you asked me to throw a lot more just stuff in there. So I threw the kitchen sink at it is basically what happened.
Did you enjoy writing this new song?
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say it's my best lyrical work, but there's more physical things. I gave you what you wanted. There are more physical things
the
in the
no.
song.
The answer is no.
I purposely did not listen to this before because I wanted to be surprised.
Ah.
Okay, let's see how this goes, okay? Mm. Oh, gosh, my fingers are crossed. John, I hope you don't fail us. Okay.
Ghouls are mean, but what are you frightened of this Halloween? Politics are scary this Halloween. Left or the right or in between. Putting gas in your car might make you cry as oil prices keep on rising sky high. And who you gonna call when the Wi-Fi goes down and you can't stream old episodes of The Crown? Rising inflation will make you scream. Real life is scary this Halloween. Halloween. It's a spooky Halloween. There's so many things to scare you this Halloween.
That was beautiful.
It was the same song.
Same exact song.
But he added so much more. There were so many things in there that were scary.
It's called the second verse.
It was so good. It was so good. There was so much more stuff in there about things that are terrifying for this Halloween this year.
Sometimes I just don't understand you.
Oh,
but
gosh.
Okay.
It was beautiful, John.
Well, right, you know great. What we can do now is we can take out all and we can put it all together and it's going to be one real song.
Make a real song and we'll play it all Halloween weekend.
Yes.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
Oh, it's great. I don't know if it was, maybe I'm overreacting, but it was jarring. It was definitely jarring. Chivalry in 2022 is certainly different than chivalry back in 1972 or 1955, right?
I mean, I feel like back then it was a whole different ballgame. Nowadays, it's like, it's non-existent.
So I went to go see a show and I was with my older daughter, Hayden, and we were waiting to walk in. And the gentleman and his, I don't know if it was his wife or his girlfriend, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
They were walking in front of us and she had on a beautiful dress and she had on a gold glitter clutch. And he was carrying it for her. She had nothing in her hands. This is the thing. It's not like she had a kid and she had like, you know, like a coffee or, you know, whatever. Like she was juggling things and her, you know, her husband had to carry the bag.
Yeah.
She did not have a single thing. He was just in his suit carrying her gold clutch.
When they walked up to the front, did she step in front of, like, you know, one of those poster boards there and take photos with the paparazzi or anything like that? No, she was a regular person.
No, it was like a community theater thing. Yeah. She was just dressed nicely.
Maybe her hands were cold. Maybe that's what it was. He was like, I'll take that for you.
No, he was just carrying her purse to be chivalrous. And I don't know why I found it so jarring because I was like, oh, I don't know. Every time I asked,
you didn't like it.
I didn't. It's not that
you
I didn't like it.
Don't even know why you didn't like it.
It just seemed odd to me because it seemed very not something you would do now.
Yeah.
You know,
give me my purse.
I could carry my own purse.
I could carry my own purse.
It's a clutch.
Jerk.
It's a clutch. Literally, I have nothing in my hands. Give me my pocketbook.
You stupid man for trying to do something nice.
I don't know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, I just think that chivalry has changed. Like, obviously, there's some things that will stay timeless. You open the car door every once in a while. When my husband does it on date night, I think it's cute. Opening any door, I think, is nice when he does that.
I open every single door my wife walks through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't open car doors, but I mean, pretty much every other door that she walks through.
But if I handed my husband my purse and I had nothing in my hands, I mean, I walk in my house with like a diaper bag, a child, three bags of groceries, but he walks in with nothing.
Yeah, he watches you put it down.
He doesn't offer to carry my purse.
What is chivalry nowadays?
I was thinking about it, you know, I'm not trying to paint my husband in a bad light, but one of the things that he does that's really sweet, and I know it sounds ridiculous, is when we get in the car, he unplugs his phone and he plugs my phone in. And I just thought, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's sweet.
Yeah.
It's sweet that he does that.
Yeah, my wife will unplug my phone and plug hers in. So it's kind of not the same thing, but kind of the same thing.
It's the opposite.
You know what I do for my wife is I give her all my rewards points. So it doesn't matter if it's like, you know, subs. It doesn't matter if it's the casino. It doesn't matter if it's like, you know, anything for shopping or whatever. Any of the accounts that we're signed up for, I give her all my rewards points.
Okay,
she can use
nice.
Them whenever she wants there. I also hand her the remote, which is like a sly thing. It's like a gift, but it's the gift you don't want. Because nowadays, nobody wants to actually be the person that has to go through everything to select what you're actually going to watch.
Do you remember in the old movies when they used to, like, the gentlemen would take off their coats and put it over a puddle so the woman would walk on the jacket? If my husband took off his jacket to avoid a puddle, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Right, you an idiot?
You know how much that jacket costs?
We're going to have to dry clean that.
Right. What does chivalry look like in 2022? Saw a guy carry his wife's purse this past weekend. It was a glitter gold purse. They were out at community theater. And I thought to myself, I don't know why I thought it was so weird. I'm like, guys don't carry girls' purses anymore. It just seems weird.
I mean, it's strange to me that you're almost offended by it.
It's not offended. It's just weird.
You're like bothered by it, though. I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, if you can jump in front of danger between you and your date at any time, that's very chivalrous. But I mean, how many opportunities are you going to have to do that? There was a lion coming down the street, and I immediately told her, run and hide while I dealt with the lion. I mean, it's not normal, those situations anymore.
But there are small things that you can do that are chivalrous. Producer Sean, you have a new girlfriend. You guys seem to be doing really well. Mm-hmm. What did you do to be chivalrous?
Nothing, Anna. Chivalry in 2022 is letting her do everything.
Oh,
letting,
here we go.
Letting her walk closer to the street when we're on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Letting her open my car door or the door to the store. Letting her fight that lion, Raven. Letting her pay for my meal.
Okay. All right.
You know,
women have equal rights. They can do anything I can, Anna.
Yes, but it works both ways. Like, there's small things you can do. What do you do to be chivalrous now? 1-800-330-9999. Naomi, help me out.
My husband always wants to push the baby stroller everywhere we go. He never lets me push the baby stroller.
Yeah, I push the grocery cart all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, if we don't have the baby, he does that too.
No, Paul does too. Paul pushes the carriage and all of that. Huh.
Like a mule. We're just mules carrying the supplies up the mountain.
Tom, what does chivalry look like in 2022?
I wear hats, a fedora, all different types. And no matter who I meet, whatever woman I meet or cross paths with, I tip my hat as a gesture. And I open every door that I possibly can for a woman that is going into a building or leaving a building or anything to that effect.
Old school.
So I don't know if it's chivalry. Well, it is old school, but, you know, as far as opening the door and, you know, greeting someone, I don't know if it's chivalry or if it's just a random act of kindness.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both.
I think is lacking.
Hey, man, I'm glad you're still out there doing it, Tom. Thanks for the call. Hey, Alec, what does chivalry look like nowadays?
So I do about 90% of the cooking in our house. And whenever I go to make my fiance's plate, I actually will dress it up as if it's like at a five-star restaurant for her. And then I just pour mine into my plate, like, whatever, I'm going to eat it in 2 seconds. But her, I make sure hers looks nice every single time.
I mean, that is, honestly, that's a big one. Yeah. That's a huge one. I never, ever, ever cook. I should feel bad. Maybe a little bit inside me, I feel bad right now. But I mean, that's a big one, dude. My hat's off to you.
Yeah, when my husband cooks, it's like, I've never tasted anything better.
Thanks for the call.
And then when he cleans up after, oh boy.
Special kind of night.
What do you think is considered being chivalrous in 2022? 1-800-330-9999. I saw a man carrying his wife's purse. It was a gold clutch. And I just thought, you don't have to do that anymore. There's other things you can do, right?
I mean, if he opened the door for her and he said nice things and told her she looked lovely, you would think that it would be covered. But, you know, again, the look of chivalry has changed a little bit.
Producer John, you're dating again. What do you do to be chivalrous?
Well, it's funny because after my divorce and after I got back into the dating pool, I realized that chivalry looks completely different these days. And if chivalry really is dead, creepy, try-hard dudes on the internet are the ones who killed it. Like, if you act like you're trying too hard to be nice, trying too hard to, like, you know, treat her like a lady, that comes off as creepy and weird and, like, kind of stalkerish immediately. You've got to, for example, picking someone up on a date. Seems simple, right? You ask someone out on a date, like, what time should I pick you up, right? That's the thing.
Sure.
Yeah, don't do that. Never do that. Never offer to pick somebody up. That's scary. You met this person online. This person doesn't know who you are. You could have like bodies in the back of your trunk that you're going to go pick her up.
So chivalry is saying I'll meet you there and give you gas money?
Right. Like they don't want to give the home address.
I mean, Anna, do me a favor and don't put the idea of giving someone gas money out into the universe right now. Because you know what? I just can't do it.
Cindy, what's chivalry look like nowadays?
It's a chewing gum commercial. He gives her a piece of gum, but on the wrapper, he drew a beautiful picture with a message. That's the new love letter.
Oh, the handwritten note. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a big one for parents to their kids in the lunchbox, too. That is a good one.
On our Facebook page, a few people wrote that they get good morning love texts.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's sweet. Every morning your husband or your boyfriend sends a text.
Yeah. I mean, I text my wife every morning when she wakes up. And
do
of
you
course,
really?
I call her on the way home, too. Yeah.
Oh, I never do.
I don't consider myself to be a hero. Thanks for the call.
Nice. Okay.
Lauren, what do you think chivalry looks like in 2022?
So we've been doing a lot of walking because of the pandemic. And anytime we go for a walk in my neighborhood, my boyfriend makes sure he puts me the inside towards the curb so that he basically puts his body in front of me and the cars, which I find incredibly chivalrous.
That's sweet.
I do the same thing. And I put my arm in front of you every time we go for a quick stop in the car, too. Am I actually a super chivalrous man? Is that what I am?
No.
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 No, I'm not. But I also do that. Right. Keep you out of danger's way.
I do that with my toddler.
Debbie, what's chivalry look like in 2022?
Your husband filling up your gas tank every morning. Well, actually, anytime it's close to empty. Because he knows that you hate going to the gas station, especially on cold winter mornings.
Oh, that is nice. My husband does that. He'll take the car and he'll take it at night and he'll go fill it up so I don't have to worry about it in the morning.
Is he doing it for you or is he just doing it because he doesn't want the car on the side of the road? Which way? It doesn't matter.
He does it just because he loves me and he knows that like it's special to me. It's just one of those sweet things that he does.
It's
a sweet thing. It's a sweet gesture.
What if I press your remote start for you in the morning to warm up your vehicle?
I mean,
that would be awfully chivalrous. I mean, on my wife's car, it takes... You have to hit the door lock, and then you have to hit the start button twice. That's three times I pressed a button for her.
You never go take your wife's car to get gas?
No.
Really?
Never. She's a grown-up. She's got hands.
But that's chivalry.
Oh, take yourself to the gas station, girl. I got other things I do.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this
towel. Is my George Foreman Feminized Grill.
Call now. We'll give you a second set absolutely free.
this is when we test things that are for sale right now on Amazon. And I don't want to exaggerate, but this is going to be the greatest day of all of our lives.
I mean, you've seemed like you've been pretty charged up about this one. So I have to assume that you've been testing it and you think that you're getting good results.
Yes. I have purchased from Amazon for $14.95 the Mr. Predicto Fortune Teller Crystal Ball.
What was it that drew you to purchasing this item?
I wanted to know the future.
Okay, yeah, but yeah. I mean, like, right. You didn't receive, like, insight from a friend who was like, this thing's really good.
No.
You didn't, you know, research this or whatever. You just got on there and you were like, I need to know the future.
Well, I wrote things that will tell me the future.
Okay.
And this came up, and it has 3,640 reviews. Over 70% of those reviews are 5 stars. Mm. So that means all these people already know the future and we don't. So okay. Here we go. Now,
right.
I'll read to you what the description on Amazon says. The fortune-telling talking ball that knows your future. Want to know something? Just ask Mr. Predicto. His eerily accurate knowledge of the future will make your jaw drop as he talks back to you and answers your yes or no questions.
So wait a minute. They want you to believe that there's actually an entity inside this small cube.
Oh, there is.
Okay. His name's Mr. Predicto, Raven.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Sean. You're right. You know what? I wasn't paying close enough attention.
Okay. So here is the instructions on what we do.
Yeah.
We have the whole crew in here. Everybody has prepared a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay. Turn switch to on position located at the bottom of the base.
If it's that smart, doesn't it know? Oh. Okay.
Place the ball.
It's a lovely outcome.
All right. I don't know what he said. Hold on. Let me put him down gently.
Yeah. See, now you're talking.
Oh, we're taunting him.
Oh, my gosh. You're okay. Doing that thing.
Yes, without question.
Yes, without question. As you see?
We didn't even ask a question that point.
Okay, hold on. Right. So now you have to ask a yes or no question, and then you have to wave your hand slowly over the ball. No need to touch it, because it's magic. Because magic. Now, here's the thing. Every time it makes a prediction that I think is accurate, I'm going to do my witch's scream, because it's the only thing that we should do.
Why?
Because it's right, and it's Halloween time. Okay. All right, producer John,
You
get to ask Mr. Predicto a question first.
Okay, I have got my friend Tracy is producing an album. She asked me to play guitar on it. We're making it this fall. Mr. Predicto, will this be the album that finally gets me on the road and lets me quit my day job?
Okay, ready? Let me use my magic witch hand.
I am confident it is no.
Man,
I mean, and all he wants to do is quit his job and go on the road. Like, you can do that tomorrow. Like, yeah,
I mean, $1 million would be pretty cool too. But
you could just go on the road.
Okay, Sean, you're next. Go ahead.
All right, forget the future. I'm all about the here and now. Mr. Predicto, am I really that weird?
There is no doubt.
I keep waiting for him to extend the sentence and, like, say something else after that. But it just ends with such finality.
2 for 2.
Yeah.
Raven, your turn.
Okay. Will I get my RV in the next 36 months?
Let me get my magic witch hand.
Please, Mr. Predicto, my fingers.
Hold on. Let me just summon the spirits. Let me summon the spirits.
Please.
It is best not to say no.
He's busy. Can't do it right now.
Wait, he's busy?
He's busy right now. He said it's best not to say no.
I think feels like a no.
He's just evaluating the market right now.
Let him down gently.
What's going on? I'm going to go with feels like a yes.
I'm going to say this is the greatest thing we've ever bought. Ever. If somebody said to you, YOLO, would you know what that means?
Yeah.
Most people would, right?
I would think so. At this point, right? I mean, it's really jumped the shark. It was, you know, a few years ago, even at best. So,
YOLO stands for you only live once.
Mm-hmm.
And many people say it, right? All the time you hear YOLO. I actually saw a lady that had YOLO tattooed on the back of her neck. I don't suggest that.
Yeah, not a good choice. No. I'm not sure how often people are still saying it now. I think it's kind of like the old person thing that you say that's supposed to be funny.
Right. So my husband and I are having dinner on Saturday night, and we're at like a pizza place. And he's like, should I order another Peroni? He's having a beer. I looked at him, and I, like, out of the corner of my mouth, I said, YOLO, like joking, like sarcastic, you know? And he looked at me. He goes, what? I asked if I should have another beer. And I go, YOLO.
Yeah.
And he goes, what is that? What are you saying? What does that mean?
Right.
And I wondered what rock he was living under for all these years.
Did you tell him or did you make him Google
it? No, I said, you only live once. And then Hayden, my 13-year-old, heard and she said, Dad, are you serious right now?
Right.
And then he played it off. I just forgot.
I just forgot what it means.
Sure. Sure, babe.
It's the dad's answer to don't make fun of me, please.
All right. And I get it. YOLO is old and like, no, like everybody should, I thought, it's know
already,
what that means.
Right. It's already uncool, which is, you know, by definition, we should know it.
So we had our boss's 15-year-old daughter, Maddie, text me some of the most popular terms that are used right now.
Oh, I hate this game. I'm not good at this game anymore.
You used to brag about how good you are. Raven,
I was, but I'm aging out.
All right. Let's see if you know what these words are all about.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Eating, ate, or eat. What does that mean if somebody says to you, eating, ate, or eat?
Means they like it. They want it.
It means looking good. So I wore my leather blazer to work, and I was eating it.
I'll try again.
What does slat mean? Slat.
Slat. I don't like it. It's not good. Slat. It's ugly. Let me get rid of it. Slat? You said slat, not slap.
Correct. Slat. You're wrong. It means friend. Danielle and I have been ride or die for over a decade. She's my slat.
What?
Yep.
Makes no sense to me. All right. Next one. Let me try again. Here we go.
Giving. If somebody says to you, it's giving, what does that mean?
It's producing. It's making some money. It's giving me some cheddar. I like it.
It means it looks like or it seems like. So an example would be Raven wore a pair of really skinny jeans and it's giving 2015 vibes. Giving. I would say you're not right. I mean, you haven't gotten a single one right.
I mean, I felt like I was closer on that one, but okay, maybe I'm going to get this one. Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Period.
Wait a minute, what?
What is a slang term for period?
Oh, come on, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Means it's over. Conversation done. No more discussion.
No.
What? How could it not mean that? It's a period.
It's an it's like you're emphasizing. I guess kind of maybe I would give that one to you because you would say that's on period. You know?
That's actually how the word is used. Mm-hmm. When you're like, oh, that's it, period. That's the way the word is used.
All right, I'll give it that one to you.
All right, thanks. I like that.
Okay.
All right, I feel better now. All right, how many more you got?
Let's do one more.
Okay. A lot of pressure riding on this one. Here we go.
This is one I hear a lot because my 13-year-old yells it and I don't ever know what it means.
So now you're bragging about the fact that you know what it is?
Well, I didn't know until I got the definition. Yeet. 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 Yeet.
Yeet.
Y-E-E-T. Yeet.
Yeet. It's dope. It's dope. It's awesome.
No.
It's great.
It's to physically throw something.
Oh, come on.
Worried about social distancing during trick-or-treating? Just yeet the candy.
I have
yeet.
No idea right. where they even I know. Have any of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Blake and Nina. All right, Blake, let's start with you. What's going on?
So we have a Halloween party every year, and I want to make sure that we have the best possible time during this Halloween party, and we tend to have a theme as well. This time, we've decided that we are going to have a theme based on House of Dragon, and what I want to do, ultimately, is have everyone come in dressed as a House of Dragon character or someone that ultimately has some connection to House of the Dragon. But, of course, we have some naysayers in this world, and that includes my wife, Nina. She doesn't like the fact that I want everyone to dress up as a House of Dragon.
Nina, what's your side of this?
Well, I just think it's unfair to, like, invite people to your house for a party that we always have, and then now all of a sudden tell them how to dress and, like, make it a requirement. And, like, not everyone watches that show. So some people are, like, A, have no idea how to dress or, like, wouldn't care and wouldn't get everyone's costumes. It's like so much less fun.
I'm guessing that your themes in the past have probably been more like broad stroke, like 90s, you know, 80s or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too specific. And like, I've already talked to a couple of friends who were like, I don't watch that show. So like, what do I even wear?
And that's like me. I would have absolutely no idea what that even means if you told me to dress a House of Dragon or Dragons or whatever it is.
You know, it's funny because the truth is I've been invited to like a Harry Potter party or stuff, you know, before, and I didn't go because I didn't know the characters. I didn't read the books. I wasn't really interested. So, I mean, even though I missed out on a fun time, I mean, I just needed a robe and a wand and I would have had a blast, I'm sure. But at the same time, like, I get what you're saying. I don't know. It kind of closes off. On the other hand, not to rain on your parade, Blake, everybody dressed up like they're from some other century where we flew on dragons and had war with Excaliburs and crossed the seven seas on a tall ship. Does sound cool. But again, if people don't know what it is, I wonder. Plus, then you get to play the princess at a young age or at a grown age.
No one knows what
you're talking
about.
They're doing all these time jumps. It's a lot.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Well, spoiler alert. They're doing a lot of time jumps.
Okay.
The only one that stays the same is the crazy uncle.
Okay. Blake, what, is this such a big deal? Is it just like House of Dragon suggested costume, but you could really wear whatever you want? How many people typically come?
About 60 to 80 people.
60 to 80 people dressed up in dragon wear? I don't know.
There's a costume shop right down from us. I mean, they can just find something. As long as it pertains to it. I mean, heck, I can even offer a sheet, like a summary sheet, that shows them specifically what kind of wear to use.
Blake, what happens if people show up and they don't even have a costume?
Well, you just kick them out.
Yeah, no, I like a serious costume party like that. On the other hand, Spider-Man doesn't look right in Westeros. He's kind of right.
I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say. Do you agree with Blake where it's their party, they want to have House of Dragon themed and tell people to dress however House of Dragon theme is? Then, you know what? Sure, go for it. Or are you with Nina that it's too specific and it's just going to turn people off?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's super fun. Every year, Blake and Nina have a big Halloween party. They said between 60 and 80 people. It's a lot of people at your house.
Yeah.
This year, you know, it's always a costume party, but Blake is so into House of Dragon that he wants it to be a House of Dragon theme, which means all the people coming also have to wear that costume.
I mean, I applaud his efforts that he really just wants to be a king with a court. That's what he wants to be, if I had to imagine.
Nina thinks it's ridiculous. Like, it's one thing to ask people to wear costumes. Sure, it's Halloween and it's a costume party. It's another thing to give them such a specific theme, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he was into Lord of the Rings. He was into Game of Thrones. And he has a cape and he's got to get some more mileage out of it. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun. But again, you know, a party's a party, right? You want a lot of people at a party.
Who do you think? You think it's a big deal that he asked that? 1-800-330-9999. Jennifer, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. Well, I think, you know, I like parties. I mean, it's helpful to have a theme, but I think he's being a little too specific, and it's just going to be a little challenging to kind of follow his direction. So if he insists on doing it, giving people like a cheat sheet would help.
If it was season 5, it'd be one thing. Right now, it just started. I tend to agree with you.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Blake and Nina have a beautiful Halloween party every year. Huge, too. Like 60 to 80 people at their house. This year, Blake says, it's always a costume party, but we are so into House of Dragon, I want everyone to only dress as House of Dragon.
Yeah, Nina says, there's no way that we can ask everybody to do that. Everybody's coming with their own costumes. I mean, we've had themes before, but it's a general theme, like the 80s or like presidents or something like that, where everybody can kind of still express themselves. We can't assign people as to what costumes they're going to wear.
Especially like House of Dragon. I don't even know what that is. Like, I know it's a show, but yeah. I don't know anything about it.
They'd be elaborate. They'd be elaborate, old school, like Renaissance type costumes.
I would feel very uncomfortable since it's a show I've never seen. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Mark, whose side are you on?
We're on the wife's side. This is seems pretty ridiculous to be that restrictive for the party. Everyone go have fun. Dress as you want. More the merrier.
Yeah, that's the thing that only worries me. Listen, the theme sounds cool. And if everybody was to buy in, awesome. That sounds real cool. But maybe that's reserved better for like the next season premiere or something like that. You don't want anybody to stay home because they're like, well, my costume doesn't match.
Right. Yeah, and sometimes you just don't feel like it. Like, let's be honest. There's years I'm 100% in and there's some years where I'm like, somebody give me a witch's hat and let's call it a day.
Oh, no, you're wearing a costume. Come to the party, you're wearing a costume.
Hey, Rich, whose side are you on?
I'm 100% on her side. I feel like if you want to have a House of Dragons watching party with a small group of people who get into it, do that. But for your annual Halloween party, if you're inviting all the people from usual, you got to make it a theme everyone can get on board with.
Kat, whose side are you on?
Definitely Nina. I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, and my husband and I are obsessed with dragons. However, there's only so many characters that you can really be and realistically costumes that you can find. So probably not that fun when everybody's showing up as King Valerius.
All right, so who are you going to be? Just because you're into it and you're watching, so who are you going to be? Because I'm going to use this as like a test for your personality.
Oh, man. I have to go with Old Rhaenyra.
Okay. I'm cool with that. As long as you don't say Alicent. You say Alicent, girl?
No. Definitely not Alicent and absolutely not the hand.
is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Nina, our audience agreed with you today. It's one thing to say medieval time theme party.
Yeah, it's just old English and big swords and, you know, dragons.
I don't know.
Medieval, I guess.
You can't tell people exactly what to wear to a costume party. You have to let them be individuals. And, like, who wants to buy separate costumes, one for your party and one for regular Halloween and other days? So let them wear what they want.
Yeah, I agree. I think that everyone will be, like, appreciative of that. You know, if a big group wants to do House of Dragons, I think that'd be really fun. But I think it's too much to, like, ask everyone to do that.
There's no cohesion. I have OCD. It's going to be a problem, but I'm going to have to deal with it.
All right.
Yeah, just put it on a television in some random room, right? So when people are walking by and they go, oh, that's cool. And you'd be like, see, I told you. Thanks for ruining it.
I mean, you can't have a Snow White coming into a, you know, themed party, but whatever.
Well, I mean, I think Damon would have enjoyed meeting Snow White. I don't think that would have been a problem for him. But
all right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,000 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Marta, are you ready to play today?
I am.
Okay, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Marta.
All right, Marta, so here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio and ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I am. Let's go.
Okay, number one. People were excited to see Michael J. Fox reunite with Christopher Lloyd during New York's Comic-Con. They co-starred in what 80s movie series together?
Back to the Future.
Number two, Justin Timberlake performed a 40-minute throwback set at a children's hospital's gala. According to one of JT's throwbacks, as long as he has his what, he'll leave it all on the floor tonight.
Oh, I know the song too. I know, yeah, that's a bummer.
That's okay. Number three, Ryan Reynolds and Colin Hanks are making a documentary about John Candy. What 1989 John Candy movie is about a bachelor babysitting his niece and nephews?
Oh, Uncle Buck.
Number four, according to experts, the top scariest movie of all time is The Exorcist. What was the name of the character that Linda Blair played?
Not a scary movie person.
That's okay. Number five, neither am I. Number five, the best-selling candy last October was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. What company makes them?
Not Mars, is it?
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in.
Okay.
All right.
Ew.
All right. 2 out of 5 for Marta.
Not great. $1,000. Let's see how I do.
Number one, people were excited to see Michael J. Fox reunite with Christopher Lloyd during New York's Comic-Con. They co-starred in what 80s movie series?
Back to the Future.
Yes. Number two, Justin Timberlake performed a 40-minute throwback set at a children's hospital gala. According to one of JT's throwbacks, as long as he has his what, he'll leave it all on the floor tonight.
His suit and tie.
As long as I got my suit and tie. Yep. Number three, Ryan Reynolds and Colin Hanks are making a documentary about John Candy. What 1989 John Candy movie is about a bachelor babysitting his niece and nephews?
Uncle Buck.
Yes.
Great movie.
Number four, according to experts, the top scariest movie of all time is The Exorcist.
Okay.
What is the name of the character that Linda Blair played?
I'm going to be so mad. Elizabeth?
Reagan.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yep.
Number five, the best-selling candy last October was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. What company makes them?
Oh, you got me on tilt now. Is it recent? It's Mars? Is it Mars?
The Hershey Company.
Oh. Yeah.
Barking.
I mean, I haven't seen The Exorcist yet this season. I started watching all the Halloweens last night, though. I'm in the mood.
Yep. I'm sorry, Marta. He beat you 3-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right. Well, I'm Marta, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,100 tomorrow, Anna.